In 2012, healthcare represented 17.9% of the United States economy, a larger share than any country in the world. For millions of people, healthcare is the most important aspect of their lives or the lives of their loved ones. However, the American healthcare system has significant problems preventing it from being effective and affordable. High cost is the first and foremost barrier. As a percentage of gross domestic product, a measure of the size of a country's economy, American healthcare cost is the highest among all developed countries in the world and is unaffordable for many millions of people. The complexity of obtaining and paying for healthcare, coordinating healthcare providers, and assuring the best possible health outcomes is mind-boggling. Healthcare advice comes from friends, families, pharmaceutical company TV advertising, and potentially misleading sites on the web. Good advice exists in the healthcare system, but it is buried in silos of providers who do not communicate effectively between themselves or with patients. Despite the most expensive healthcare in the world, Americans do not always get better outcomes than persons in other developed countries. Quality of care is not nearly what it could be. For the average person, no one coordinates his or her healthcare and many questions go unanswered. Patient safety is often compromised because of lack of effective information technology. Thousands of people die every year from medical errors. There is also the question of equity. Neither our political leaders nor experienced policymakers can agree on what universal health care means. There are many unresolved questions. Who should get it? Who should pay for it? Who should manage it? How should it be regulated? Fortunately, there are solutions to all of these problems, and they lie in three broad areas. 1. A shift in health care to make it patient-centered, with providers who are compensated based on how healthy we are. 2. Adoption and deployment of provider and consumer technology. And 3. Development of enlightened and common-sense policies from providers and government. Health Attitude describes a consumer-led movement in healthcare. It unravels the complexities of the American healthcare system. It paints a positive vision of the solutions which can be made a reality and lead to more affordable and effective healthcare for all. As has happened with many dimensions of the Internet, healthcare is nearing a tipping point. Social scientist Malcolm Gladwell said, "The tipping point is that magic moment when an idea, trend, or social behavior crosses a threshold, tips, and spreads like wildfire." Health Attitude describes what it is we are tipping toward. Health Attitude is divided into four parts. Part 1 describes the big picture and presents big pharma, the good and the bad. Part 2 presents the problems of cost, quality, and equity. Part 3 describes healthcare solutions for consumers and providers. It describes the essence of Health Attitude, how consumers and providers alike must change their ways. Part 4 covers healthcare policy and management techniques, which provide a path to improved healthcare. The examples and commentary in Health Attitude refer to the United States unless stated otherwise. The views expressed are my own, based on personal experience and study. The names of any individuals, except for my family and me, are fictional.